Your rectum is full of feces.
Sweet rectum.
And feces are loaded with bacteria. Why do you think it smells so bad? Because it's rotting. And so feces are loaded with bacteria. And then you have anal sex. And then you go there, though, to oral sex, and you're putting feces in your mouth.
I want to taste that proud rule.
We will. Eat that poo-poo. Eat that poo-poo.
I
Well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And I thought to myself, well, at least, if I have to, he's going to make me eat that poop. Then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
We will eat that poop.
Poop everywhere.
Eat that poop.
Oh, yeah, man, a little ketchup. Man, that probably tastes pretty good.
Eat that poop. Eat that poop.
The other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place.
Poop everywhere.
Huh? We will eat the poo-poo.
Suck the other person's rectum.
And so first thing,
eat the poo-poo.
Poo-poo comes out.
Now I gotta shit. Eat the poo-poo.
Eating feces.
Delicious.
Sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Louse.
Eat that poop poo.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it. We got it. Flea market. Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Oh,
oh yeah, hey Briggs Dimension with you. Back for the Wednesday edition. It's an extended one. Got a classic Sextastic Tuesday, Wednesday edition. Making up for yesterday. Do have a great show for you. Thank you so much for joining me. Before we get into today's story, though, I wanted to share with you a couple Craigslist ads, maybe get you in the mood. Or help you find a date. All of these come from the New York area. And I need your help. Finding these funny Craigslist ads is kind of easy. You just go to Craigslist, pick a city, and start typing weird shit in to search for in the personal ad section. Send yours to me, show@distortedview.com. I might read them on the program, and I might give you a prize. Maybe some stickers or something. I don't know. All right, so here's a couple Craigslist ads from New York. One of these could be from Roy Killer War, who, by the way, said he'll come on the program. I wanted to get him on the morning dump, but that's way too early. Unless he's on crystal meth, in which he might be up at 7 in the morning. I'll have to email him, but maybe we'll do a DVDA, or maybe I'll just call him on the podcast, and we'll get an update from him. He's always posting insane stuff on Facebook. All right, here's a couple of Craigslist ads. The headline reads, "Do you have a cold, too? Let's make out." Yeah, he's into sloppy, snotty, congested sex. Okay? That's a new one for me. For some reason, I think it would be really interesting to make out really sloppily, drooling all over each other, having our noses run all over each other's faces. You know, weird stuff. This is a man for a woman, 25. So, if you're a lady, and you don't mind a guy snotting all over your face, I think we may have just made a love connection. Moving on, use and abuse me. Also from a 25-year-old. All over New York. So this guy's willing to travel. Slap me around, push me to the ground, rip a hole in my pants, piss on me, choke me, share me with your friends, rape the hell out of all of my holes, then leave me abused and covered in your fluids. That could include snot as well. So if you have a cold or really bad allergies, boy, this is your lucky day. You've hit the Craigslist jackpot. Moving on. Of course, Scat. Scat's well represented on Craigslist. Scat Top seeks a hungry mouth. This is a 30-year-old from Queens. Vegetarian. I find it interesting that he leads off with that. Like, that's the most important thing about this profile. Like, I'm a vegetarian. And I guess if you're going to be taking shit in the mouth, it's good to know what this person's been eating. I'm thinking of, like, vegetarian poop might taste a little more earthy. Like, more soil-based bowel movement in your mouth. And corn chunks and stuff. Little bits of Brussels sprouts or something. I don't know. Vegetarian 30, white, uncut, scat top, into anonymous feeding, fucking, where I'd walk in, feed you, and walk out. Or turn you around and fuck you and feed you piss as well. I could also do enemas for myself and let it go all over you, all wet and wild. Blumpkins for beefy pigs. This has also got to be a gay one. Masculine, hairy, good-looking Italian pig looking to blow a beefy man while he takes a shit. Okay. And finally, HSV cream pie. Man for woman, 28, Brooklyn. 28-year-old single white guy here. I'm looking for a female with HSV2, only for good sex in cream pie. You know, the type we love to have before herpes came along. I'm looking to pound you with my thick dick while you scream for more. Photos on request. You need to be able to host, as I have a roommate issue right now. He's killed his roommate. He doesn't know what to do with the body. Looking for soon. So there you go. If you have herpes and love the cream pie, you know who to get into contact with. All right, so there you go. Some Craigslist ads. Let's get into Sextastic Wednesday. This is a silly bit where I read you a sex story, a piece of erotic fiction. Now, yesterday on the Morning Dump, I read three brand new short stories. They were all very fucked up. Today, we go back to 2007 for a classic edition. Let's get into Sextastic Wednesday right now.
Tim Henson reeks of anus.
Thank you very much, Scott Fletcher. It's appropriate for this story. All right, here we go. I had known Joshua for a long time, and although he was really hot, I didn't know if he was gay, let alone into some of the stuff I'm into. Uh-oh. That can never lead to a good place. And I didn't want to run the risk of losing his friendship. He came over to my place on a regular basis and had his own key to use my PC and internet. I was always paranoid about him going into the history or my documents and seeing the sort of things I looked at on the net. You see, I'm into scat in a big way, but I can only eat shit from hot guys. Poor ugly people. Once again, they lose. Could you imagine being an ugly person into scat? Poor sons of bitches never have a chance getting laid. Because really, you know, if you're into scat but really, really, really hot, I'm guessing there's a certain percent of the population that would kind of look the other way. You know what I mean? Like, sure, okay, I'll shit on your face because you're hot. But if you're ugly and into scat, good luck. Joshua was definitely on that list. One weekend not a few weeks ago, I was supposed to go to my friend's place to stay over. Another friend I'd like to fuck. He has a huge list of people he'd like to fuck and eat shit from. But he ended up having to work overtime on a big project, and I missed out and stayed at home. I told Joshua that I would not be there that weekend and let him know he could come over any time to use the PC. Completely forgetting that I had told him this, I decided not to waste the weekend. About 7 at night, I felt a powerful need to shit. If anyone's into scat, I would love for you to email me. I'd love to interview you. I'm fascinated by people that are into scat. I want to know, like, I'm sure you guys have preferences of, like, what kind of shit you you enjoy. Maybe some people enjoy the harder nuggets. I'm guessing most people, though, probably enjoy more of a mushy shit blend because it's easier to smear and really delve into. You know what I mean? There's a lot of questions. And what is it about shit? Is it the texture, the smell, the fact that it's dirty? If anyone knows someone into scat, please email me. All right, let's get into the story now. Let's really get into the meat and potatoes of this bitch. As soon as I start to think about shit sex, even my own, I get excited, and I get butterflies in my stomach, literally quivering with anticipation. I have a few favorite ways to start my sessions. Oh, yes, do tell. We're on the edge of our seats here. They nearly all end the same way, though. I start by connecting my PC up to my TV and then put a DVD in. Why the hell not just buy a DVD player?
You don't have to go that extra step of hooking your PC up to the TV. Guy's an idiot. I put a big sheet of plastic over the couch and carpet between the lounge and the bathroom. It's great stuff, and I can literally roll around in my shit in front of the TV or PC. Then I'm ready to start. Sometimes I like to do whatever I'm reading about in the stories. That's such a turn-on to do it yourself at the same time as you watch someone else. I like to start sometimes with my dildo. Of course. I lie on the lounge and watch a DVD, particularly ones with guys fingering each other and sucking the shit off. I do this as they do with one, two, and three, and finally four fingers. This gets me a bit messy around my hole, naturally. Then I'm loose enough to slip in the dildo. I just think that's such a disgusting premise. The idea that you're using shit as lubricant. I have a three-sided mirror. Of course he does. So I can look straight forward and see what's behind me. I love to slide the dildo in and out. Of course, another guy's big cock would be better, but hey, beggars can't be choosers. And the head accumulates shit, and then I pull it out. Once it's nicely coated, I bring it around and open my mouth as wide as possible, then slide the dildo in as far as possible and close my lips tightly around the shaft and pull it slowly out again. Anyway, this was not meant to be a story about my scat habits. Can't believe he got off on a tangent like that. But about the hottest encounter I've ever had. As I said, I'd forgotten about giving Josh the go-ahead, so I had the plastic down, the scat DVD on, and was getting the towels ready for a shower afterwards when I heard the key in the front door. Before I could think about moving, I heard Josh say, "Hello, anyone home?" Hey! His voice faltered a bit at the end as he realized what was on the TV. I nearly shat myself then and there. That would be a good thing, right? I hurriedly pulled a pair of boxer shorts on and went out nervously to see what the damage was. The first thing I noticed was the wide-eyed look of surprise on his face. I said to him, "Pretend you didn't see that. I'll turn it off." He quickly said, No, it's fine. I don't mind." The second thing I noticed was the growing lump in the front of his shorts as he watched the guys on TV fucking, sucking, and smearing and eating shit. He walked around the lounge and sat down, his eyes never leaving the TV. He didn't seem to notice that everything was covered in plastic. Like an old Italian woman's house. All right, that last part wasn't in the story. "You ever done anything like that?" he asked. I said yes. His now rock-hard cock twitched noticeably in his pants. I took a gamble and asked casually, "Why are you interested?" He looked at me, the lust evident in his eyes, and then he was on me. We tore each other's clothes off, barely breaking contact between our exploring tongues. He had a fantastic body, not an ounce of fat, and shoulder-length, dirty blonde hair. It was soon to be dirty in another way. I turned around and licked his asshole. It was clean, but still tasted great. This is my job, people. I thought for a moment that he would be clean inside, too, which was disappointing, to say the least. But I would still enjoy fucking him. To my surprise, though, when I slipped my finger in, it slid into warm shit. Pay dirt! I pulled it out, and it was covered in light brown, pasty shit. I sucked his shit off my finger, savoring the taste. Mmm. There's a nutty base to that. Then stuck two fingers in. This time I pulled out a fair amount of perfect shit. Is that like the perfect storm? Which I smeared along my dripping cock and his hole. He seemed to know what was coming and arched his back, presenting his shitty hole to me. I slid in slowly. The sensation of sliding into warm shit was unbelievable. Finally, the first statement I actually agree with. The story. I pulled out most of the way, and my cock was now thickly covered in his shit. He was groaning and whimpering as I slid my cock back in. I was just pulling it out again when the hottest guy I had ever seen walked in my front door. And you guys asked yourself, how can this story get any better? Well, the introduction of a wacky next-door neighbor character. Of course, naturally. All three of us froze, and Josh said, "Fuck!" He'd forgotten to mention his 18-year-old cousin Drew had been finding a place to park the car. All right, I'm checking out of the story at this point. Entirely unbelievable. If I started having gay scat sex with someone, and I have many times, you would totally remember that there was someone else that was going to be walking through the door momentarily. And, by the way, we all know where this story is going to go. Drew, surprisingly, is going to be into scat. I bet you a gazillion dollars. Drew looked at us for a second and then turned and locked the door behind him. See, normal people would be running the fuck out of that door. He came over to us, and now I was a little scared he would get stuck into us. I was a little scared he would get stuck into us. But to my... To my astonishment, he bent over and took my shit-covered cock in his mouth, ding, 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 and sucked it clean. I could not believe my eyes. I slid back into Joshua as Drew started to undress. What are the odds that you know so many people that are also into scat? You know what I mean? Like, I have, I know a lot of people from doing the show and friends and family. No one's into scat. I know no one that is into scat. And apparently... wherever this guy lives is the epicenter of scat activity. Scat City, USA. They actually have that printed up on their visitor brochures. The shit capital of the world. I looked at the two guys, still not believing how things had turned out, and asked them where they wanted to go from here. Drew pushed me back on the floor and climbed on, 69ing, and started to lick the rest of my shit-covered cock. At the same time, he lowered his perfect asshole onto my mouth. I stuck my tongue out and dived into his hole. You would think that, you know, shit is shit, but his tasted so good! I explored as far as I could go, my mouth becoming a shit ring. Ew. A shit ring. My tongue pulling scoops of his hot, warm, pasty shit into my mouth and down my throat. Suddenly, Drew pushed, and I found my mouth flooded with his fantastic shit. Okay, again, I've never heard shit being referred to as fantastic. From now on, whenever I take a shit, I'm going to, like, walk out of the stall at, like, public restrooms and say, it was fantastic. I'm going to start being a little more boastful about my shit. Suddenly, Josh stiffened, and I saw the contractions in his cock and balls as he shot a huge load of cum deep in his cousin's ass. As he slowly pulled out, I raised my head and put my mouth over his dripping hole. Drew opened up and pushed out a long stream of shitty cum. Shitty cum. I lay down under him and pulled his hole down to my mouth, my tongue poking and straining inside of him. He pushed, and my mouth was suddenly full of shit again. The soft, tasty shit continued to flow slowly into my mouth as I swallowed again and again. I felt like I had swallowed a kilo of his shit. It was the furthest I've ever been, yet still felt totally natural. We were now overtaken by lust, and I stuck my cock in his hole again and fucked him hard until I came, exploding cum deep inside of him. Blah, 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 the end. Shit, cum, dick, suck. Yada, yada, yada.
There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday, Wednesday edition for October 24th, 2012. Brought to you by our amazing partner at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off. Half off just about any item. Pick out something you like out of their vast catalog of 20,000 adult entertainment products. We're talking jelly dildos. You know, toys for him, toys for her, movies, lube, condoms, all sorts of good stuff. Lingerie, costumes. Pick out something you like, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, or if that doesn't work, coupon code DV. Two little letters, they'll save you 50% on just about any item. Plus, they're going to throw in three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and it's all going to be sent to you, shipped to you, free of charge. No shipping and handling. Thanks to that coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout, they've got a whole line of Doc Johnson sex toys. Oh, yeah, that includes pocket pussies, deep throat pocket pals, jelly dildos, something called the rump shaker. It is a vibrating butt plug with like a remote control that looks like a mouse or something. A 7-function egg and bullet set. The original 6-inch realistic cock. That's a good starter cock for you. If you need to be able to take at least 6 inches. Like, if that's something you aspire to do, take it in a hole. I don't care what hole. You want to be able to at least take 6 inches. So that's a good starter one. You work that, you know, as soon as you master that, then you can move to level 2. It's kind of like Rosetta Stone. You know, that software package where you can learn Spanish or Italian or whatever. You start with level 1. You learn the basics. This is kind of the same thing. but you're sucking dick or taking it in your ass or something. Go to adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK. They don't have Rosetta Stone, but they do have the Rosetta Stone of fake penises, the realistic 6-inch penis. Use coupon code FREAK or DV for 50% plus 50% off plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Again, that's coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Great time to sign up for the Sideshow. It is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, so there's got to be like, what, 2,000 shows posted that you can download and listen to. Plus, every week, new content on the Sideshow, including extended programs like the one I have for you today. Sideshow Freaks will be getting like 10 to 15 minutes of bonus show. Plus, this Thursday, tomorrow, I'll be doing an exclusive show. How about that? So again, Sideshow Freaks will only get that. All this week, I've been doing morning shows. You can catch it live on Ustream or DV Radio over there at distortedview.com. It's live. And if you're not available for the live show, the archives are available exclusively on the Sideshow. That's another hour of show every single day. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It's very inexpensive, $6.99 a month. That's all it takes. You can sign up for a yearly and end up paying even less. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I just read that Craigslist ad for you about the dude who wants to have a cream pie session with a girl. As long as she has herpes, because he has herpes as well. So this news story is very similar. It's about STD cupcakes, not cream pies. A new range of cakes designed to look like the symptoms of gonorrhea and other sexually transmitted diseases has gone on sale. I think that bakery kind of misjudged where the market was going. You know what we need? You know what the next big thing's going to be? STD-related pastries. Huh, okay. Taking it to a new direction there. All right, a new range of cakes designed to look like the symptoms of gonorrhea and other sexually transmitted diseases has gone on sale. The clap cake, which also comes in herpes and syphilis, is made from vanilla or chocolate sponge with anatomically correct icing. So I'm going to try to get a picture of this so you can see what the STD cupcakes look like. It'll be today's album artwork. So now those with a sweet tooth can have their cake and treat it as they tuck into the sugary equivalent of genital lesions, boils, and warts. The aim of the snack? To put out a cheeky message encouraging Brits to practice safe snacks. I'm sorry, safe sex. There's also a cupcake. So there's one, like, that just looks like, you know, warts and boils and stuff. Then there's another one that looks like, I guess it's supposed to be a vagina, and there are like some lesions on it. And then there's like this like yellowish green pudding. I guess it's supposed to be like pus seeping out of it. And there's another cupcake that looks like lips, like human lips. And there's like a big herpes sore on it. It's so very disgusting. Eat your heart out is the bakery. People that go there can also indulge in lung cancer cookies and charred romaine cocktails. The STD cupcakes are the work of PR expert. Really? Expert? Really? Emma Thomas, a.k.a. Miss Cakehead. She has decided not to label each cake with which STD it represents. Oh, it's a fun game for you to play. So shoppers are in for a surprise. She said, it's like having unprotected sex with a stranger. You never know what you're going to get. I get that this is kind of like a novelty item. You buy it and you surprise your friend and you gross them out and everything. But I think this would be good for high schools, you know, that are teaching sex education and STDs. Bring some of these things in. Make your kids eat a syphilis cake. All right, second story we have for you today, from clap cakes to smoked water. Yes, that's the latest dining craze. Water that is smoked. Star chefs in glitzy bars are fueling the latest dining craze, smoked water. I guess this thing is served at the Fat Duck restaurant over there in the UK. Culinary genius Heston Blumenthal was asked to create the flavored water. Smoked over 4 days in their oak smokery. The water soaks in the flavor, which is then released into foods or fancy cocktail creations. Oh, so you don't just drink the smoked water by itself. It's cooked into foods or mixed in a cocktail. That kind of makes sense, I guess. The water, look, if bacon vodka can be a real thing, smoked water is not that, you know, much different. The water was launched 3 weeks ago at the Abergavenny Food Festival, or something close to that, and has caused a stir in the cooking world. David Leah Wilson, director of, Anglesey Sea Salt or something, said this was tried as a curiosity, but has really caught on. Next, we're going to try char-broiled milk. Sounds delicious. No, he did not say that. This was tried as a curiosity, but it's really caught on. We've been very busy with orders, and it's even seen us take on an extra part-time staff to meet the demand. He added, Heston asked us to try the smoked water, which is smoked for 4 days in our oak smokery. We can't give exact details on the process, or others will be doing it. The fat duck uses it in their cooking, as far as I know, to add smoky flavor to potatoes or seafood. The chefs I spoke to at the recent restaurant show are interested in using it for marinating and poaching. Finally, mixologists are very excited, as they currently do a lot of smoky cocktails using smoke guns, which are apparently a nightmare because of the smoke detectors in bars, and it can also induce a bitter note in the drink. I gave samples to a number of bar chains. We've tried it as ice cubes and whiskey, and it certainly enhances the already smoky flavor of the drink. So there you go, smoky water coming to a bar and or restaurant near you. Final story we have for you today. This one's from New York. Sources say a note was found next to the body of a pregnant Brooklyn mother of four who was found stabbed to death in her apartment Saturday. Oh my God, I hope this was not a distorted view, listener. Did I ever tell you guys to kill pregnant women? It sounds like something I could have said in a moment of anger. You know, if I was bugged by a child at a restaurant or something. Why don't you guys just stab some pregnant bitches? We need to lower the population. I didn't mean it, though. Oh, God, I hope I'm not implicated in this case. All right. Meanwhile, Anthony Jackman, the fiancé of the victim, Vindaloo Smith, has been... Isn't that a type of dish, like Indian food, Vindaloo? Vindaloo Smith, 38, has been arrested and charged, but not in connection with the woman's death. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office ruled Smith's death a homicide. Autopsy results were released Sunday. Sources said the typewritten note found next to her body referenced Beltway sniper Lee Boyd Malvo. It said, I will kill one pregnant woman a month, starting now until Lee Boyd Malvo is set free. Phew, I don't think this was not a distorted view, listener. NYPD, if this was a distorted view, listener, that note would sound a little different. I'm going to kill one elderly person every month until the Henson-Murkowski Mandatory Euthanasia Bill is passed into law. All right, we haven't determined whether this note is just a ruse to try to throw detectives off. So there you go. If you're pregnant and in New York City, you are probably going to die. Don't leave the house. I don't want to panic you, though. All right, it's scary. It makes me want to get out of here, one area resident said. Malvo was sentenced to life in prison for six murders in Maryland that were part of a three-week shooting spree in the Washington area back in 2002. Oh, I remember that. Malvo apologized for his role in the killing. Whoops, sorry. Telling a court, I'm truly sorry, grieved, and ashamed for what I've done. Malvo's partner, John Allen Muhammad, was sentenced to death and executed in 2009. I mean, he said he was sorry. Let's just release this guy. He seems sincere. Or it could be he just wants to stop getting raped in prison. That could also be why he's apologizing. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Apparently, I have a Hover Round DVD coming to me in the mail. Great, thank you. Look, I'm already on the Hover Round mailing list. You don't have to put me on again. That's okay. I'll take the DVD and rip it and, speed up the video and add the Benny Hill music and post it on the sideshow as a video or something for you guys. So that should be coming for Timmy Boo in the coming days, my post office box. Let's do a couple voicemails here.
Oh. How dare you make fun of that, Michelle Deger? You are a piece of shit, Miss Timmy Boo. God, I love that Michelle Deger. Fuck you, man.
Is that all you have to say? Yeah, I was actually at the top of the show. Instead of reading Craigslist ads, I was going to read some more from my Michelle Duggar video. It's starting to slow down now, but there's still active discussion. Like, there's not a lot of new views. I think I have like 47,000 views or something like that on this particular video. But it's like the same three or four people talking. Like, there's a distorted view listener who's screaming at some of the Michelle Duggar supporters. So I couldn't really tell what was going on. They're deep in discussion right now. But there's some people very angry with me still. I mean, come on.
Hey, Jigu, why don't we get some pickaninny baskets? I'm smarter than the average.
No, no! I know exactly what you're going to say. You're going to say the N-word.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Chantal, loyal lady freak, calling in to tell you a funny story.
Okay.
I just remembered I have a friend who has Tourette's.
Ooh.
And one time I was...
All right, I need your help. Get, you know, whip out your fucking iPhone and start voice recording.
Smoking some pot with him. And he started to make this really, really weird noise. And at that time, I really didn't know that he had Tourette's. So he broke the news to me. He said, oh, Chantal, you know, normally I can really take care of my Tourette's, but whenever I smoke pot, I have to make a ghost noise. I just have to. So he would be sitting there on the couch, and he would just be talking, hey, you know, what's going on?
Oh, my God, he's like that Jim Brewer character. Remember on Saturday Night Live, Goat Boy?
And he would just start.
How are you?
Like, this really.
My name is Goat Boy. That's not a very good goat impression, but I don't have Tourette's, so I don't have that problem.
An awkward goat noise, and it was super hilarious. And yeah. He was a really good sport about it. So
yeah, you know, I just played on the Morning Dump. I played some National Geographic documentary about three Tourette's dudes who are trying to go to. They're trying to make their way across like Scotland or something to a Tourette's support group or colony or something, but. I love it because in the middle of the segment, they say, the narrator's like, oh, they could take medication that would totally help them relieve the symptoms of Tourette's, like the outbursts and shit. But they don't want to take it because it makes them sleepy. So instead, they're going to drive across the country for a hand-holding session. Like, that's not going to cure you.
Hey, Happy Hearts, Henson.
Yeah.
Spiral hand, Fokker. You know, Fokker. Is the
hey Fokker,
not Falker from the stupid Fokker. Ben Jew movies, but Fokker. You know, Fokker. You know, the heavy metal age. You know, Fokker.
Yeah,
but that's like the white man's nigga, nigga. It is.
So if you're like a white guy and you go up to another white guy that you're friends with, you can call him a Fokker, but not a fucker. You know, it's like the nigga thing. It's okay to call someone a fucker. Hey, fucker.
The white man.
But not a fucker.
Nigga, you know, that's what we do. When you love someone, you tell them, hey, fucker.
You my fucker.
You be hanging out with your boss at a Christmas party.
All right. Thank you, Spiral Ham fucker. Yes, caller? Is this a text message thing?
You have a text message from...
No.
Hello, Tim. There from Chicago. I was playing the October 5th show, and I noticed you were talking about matzo ball soup. My heathen people's favorite dish. Matzo ball soup is a wonderful thing. It is chicken stock, chicken broth, sometimes with a couple of vegetables.
It's not a shellfish based.
And then a bread ball.
Broth.
It's basically just like, almost kind of like a ground up cracker held together with eggs and then boiled in it. And you season the bread with like salt and parsley.
Well, that sounds good.
Whatever else you want to season it with, sometimes like paprika and whatever. And it is amazing. If cooked properly, the bread just kind of like. All the parts you cut through with your spoon to get these delicious chunks of bread. It's basically dipping crackers.
Listen to this Jew talk so lovingly about the food of his people.
In a bowl of soup, except the bowl is like flavored as the soup and it's all delicious. It's like one of the greatest things ever.
Okay, it's great. We get it.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to mention about that. And also the butt chugging thing in that episode, too. Butt chugging.
Yeah.
I just think they're going to make shit up and lie. It's just what they do. They go, oh, yeah, I totally do that. I don't know.
I think they do. Any way to get drunk really quick. I could see frat guys doing butt chugging. I like to picture that in my head when I masturbate. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it no God?
Mrs. Butterworth's is twice as thick, and it's made with
horse urine.
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to check us out tomorrow morning, 7 in the morning, Eastern Time, for the Morning Dump. I'll also be back for Sideshow Freaks for Thursday's exclusive program, so don't miss that. If you're not paying members, I'll see you back on Friday and the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!